Welcome to my living room. In Christ, in heavenly places, in a public park on the earth. Yeah, it's truly heaven on earth when heaven lives through your earth. No matter where you go, whether there's walls or whether there's an open heaven, we're still connected to the King of Heaven. Doesn't matter where we go. It's not in Jerusalem nor in the mountains. The Father is seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. That place has no geological destination. It's a spiritual destination where God looks for us. He's constantly searching for us to open our hearts wider and wider, to fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory will come into your atmosphere right now. Wow. Seems like the more I talk, the more saucy I feel. Thank you, God, for the river of life flowing wheresoever you willeth. Here, let me show you the park. This is the park where I'm at right now. There's my daughter playing, spinning around. Oh, yeah, that's not her. I don't know, everyone's here just having a good time. I like the nice open heaven. It's really peaceful here. Let me cover this up again. Stop all the wind from destroying the video. There we go. Whoa. Yeah. Anyways, I'm making this video just for sheer edification purposes. I don't really have an agenda. I just came out here to relax with God. And my daughter wants to play in the park, so I can allow her, let the children play, you know. What is that? Don't bind them. let them play in the park. Let them come to Jesus. Let them have fun. One thing I realized about the kingdom of heaven, every time I encounter the kingdom reality of God, the peace of God, the love of God, the fire of God, the prophetic words, and it's always fun. It's never boring. I used to go to church and get so frustrated because it would be really boring. And other times I would get really plastered and just, I'd be laying on the floor with like liquids coming out of my nose. And I would leave there so frustrated because all the musicians could still play their instruments. And I knew what the Old Testament said, that no one could stand to minister. And we're in a greater covenant. And I know the power of God is greater to knock everyone out, you know. So I would leave hungry for God. And it triggered this endless pursuit of having more of the presence of God. Having more of the spirit realm manifest no matter where I am, whether I'm in a church building or whether I'm in a park, or whether I'm at my workplace, or whether I'm just sitting at home on my couch. It doesn't matter. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same in you, wherever you go. That destination of the Holy of Holies is within you. You can enter in through the precious blood of Jesus and have an encounter with the living God. All you gotta do is just run your fingers along the ripples of that curtain, touch Jesus' flesh, and go right through into the Holy of Holies through the precious blood of Jesus. That curtain was torn in two, just like Jesus' flesh was torn, so that we can enter into the most holy place and encounter the living God. Not a God who's dead and, you know, we can't see Him until we die. Listen, we already died in Christ and He's risen us up into heavenly places so that we can experience that reality. That's why Paul wrote, "Set your affections on things above, not on the earth, where Christ sits." If you set your affections, your heart, your mind there, that means that you're going to encounter that place. Wouldn't it be foolish to say, set your affections there in your mind there, if you're not going to experience that reality? That's like worthless words. And God, in the Bible, does not waste words. So you set your affections there, and you're going to encounter the King. There's angels there. There's angels all around me in this park. I can feel them. I can feel Holy Spirit. I can feel God. I can feel the peace of God. I can feel Christ Jesus here right now. And I can feel other stuff within people as well, but I don't even focus on that. Because whatsoever is pure and holy and blameless, that's where I put my thoughts. That's where I put my intent. I want God more than I want to wrestle the devil. I want God to fight the battle. The battle is the Lord's. That's why we worship God. And He just fills your atmosphere with peace no matter where you go. He's the Prince of Peace. You're worshiping the Prince of Peace. When you worship the Prince of Peace, that means you're subjecting all that you are. You're surrendering all that you are to a principality of peace, which is Jesus Christ Himself. And that principality of peace becomes your Lord because you've surrendered Him in worship. And that principality of peace becomes your atmosphere. When you worship the devil, you're stuck in darkness, fear, torment, death. When you worship God, you're stuck in life, peace, abundance of joy. You're stuck in life, the river of life washing through your gates. So choose wisely who you're going to serve. It's pretty clear who I want to serve, ain't it? I love Jesus, God, the Father, the Holy Ghost, living and dwelling in this temple. Is a temple made without human hands, but made handcrafted by the living God. He designed me so that He can come and live inside of me and just flow out through me as often as He wills. And it's not good to resist the Spirit. Always let God have His way, Yahweh, because His way is the truth and the life, manifesting into the atmospheres for others to experience the truth and His life. Yeah, it's glorious. I can't remember if I showed you guys. Oh yeah, I think I did show you my living room here. God installed a swing set for the kids to play. Suffer the little children and forbid them not, said Jesus in the King James dialect. I don't think Jesus never speaks to the King James dialect to me. He uses like the New Living Translation, closer to that, or like more like the Passion Translation, closer to that. There's always spirit and substance on His words, and He usually doesn't even speak English. Rarely. He'll usually speak like in pictorial form or vision form, and then I have to interpret it through wisdom. So God, we ask You for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of You so that we can hear clearly what You're saying, God, and interpret dreams, interpret visions, because that's the voice of God. Whoever says dreams and visions have passed away, that's because they think they're living from a perspective of death, because the voice of God is life. If they say the apostles have passed away, that's because they're in a perspective of death. It's like they're in the enemy thinks that life has passed away. Those are the gifts of God. They're just gifts of God. Teachers, pastors, evangelists. He's given that so that we can build up the body until we all come into perfection, and until perfection has fully arrived through every one of the saints. They're there. They're there. And to deny that is just like you don't know the scriptures or the power of God, because those people, a true teacher will walk in the power of God. You'll have demonstration of what he's teaching through the Spirit. There'll be fruit. A true prophet will have the true word of the Lord coming through him in his words and in his lifestyle. A true apostle will build up the body and tear down and destroy all the works of darkness. And if those things have passed away, I guess we've already arrived, haven't we then? We have the King James Bible. What else do we need? We don't even need the Holy Spirit anymore. Oh my gosh, yeah. No, that's just utter, that's ignorance and just, yeah, you don't know the scriptures or the power of God. Get to know the power of God, and you will know the scriptures by the Spirit. Jesus is the one who gives us understanding. Jesus is the one who opens our understanding through a relationship with Him. Not just reading the Bible with a natural mind, but reading the mind with the Bible, with the mind of Christ, to bring revelation that brings a transformation in your spirit, soul, and body life, and your atmosphere, and those around you. And that only comes by knowing Him. Yada. Just like Adam knew his wife and produced a baby, we get to know God, and God produces Christ in us, the hope of glory, through us and births us as He overshadows us. You know, shall Christ be formed in you fully? We're going to need those apostles, prophets, teachers, and evangelists until we all come into, what is there? There's a huius, and I don't even know those Greek words, but technon is like a young son, and a huius is a mature one, I believe. I don't know. I just heard someone teach about it one time, and I think we just grow into our head. How about that? We're the body of Christ growing into the head. When Jesus walked the earth, He had nowhere to lay His head. But now, since He's died and rose again in resurrection power, He's the head, we're the body. So He puts His headship on us, and that anointing flows down into the body, breaking it off, breaking us free from anything that will hinder us and tie us to this world, or even to the world of darkness. The light breaks us free. The anointing breaks the yoke, so we can walk in the glory from glory to glory, realm to realm, dimension of God into deeper dimensions of God. Hallelujah. I hope you guys are having a glorious day today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we can be really happy about it and rejoice inside of it. Hallelujah. Oh, I really love making videos. The sauce feels great. If you don't feel the sauce, just take a break right now. Lord, I just take my sippy cup and I just drink Your presence. Yeah, we're not of this world, so we should quit pretending like we are. Look at this, man. You hear the birds out there? See the children playing? The parents having fun? This is glorious. This is the way church is supposed to be. Yeah. Church is supposed to be fun, man. Church is not supposed to be a bunch of rules and regulations. That's the law. That's good, you know, it's for freedom that Christ has set us free. The true church is in Christ, the body. The body of Christ, which is spirit, which is substance, which is the fruit of the Spirit, flowing freely through, as evidence that you're in the body of Christ. You'll have the fruit of the Spirit flowing through your heart, through your atmosphere. And if you don't have the fruits of the Spirit, go read it in Galatians 5. And you're manifesting the fruits of darkness. Well, that should be a sign that you need to get into Christ, that you need to repent and come higher. Repentance is just repositioning yourself back in Christ, who is the Lord, who is the substance that'll break you free from all those rules and regulations of the law. You've been set free in Christ. You know, if you read the end of the fruits of the Spirit, it says, against such there is no law. Hallelujah, that's the law of the Spirit. You've been set free. Hallelujah. Where's my kid? There we go. Yeah, so I just pray that God will give you more visions of Him, more revelations of the kingdom, so that you can walk in the power of God and not fear anything that the enemy throws at you, because you can throw stones at the enemy. You can throw rocks and kill giants. You can build, you know, God's going to build His church upon the rock, the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the revelation of the kingdom of heaven around you, manifesting that very glory coming from within you. You're just releasing it by faith. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do today. I just came out to the park and enjoying the breeze. It's like the cool of the day. The heat of the sun. perfect balance for the day of the Lord. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna let you guys go now. I can't remember what I posted this video for. I'm just feeling a lot of glory out here in the park. Just to know that there's more with you than there is with them, if someone's coming against you to fight with you, just realize, just go worship God, go deeper into God, because the battle is the Lord's, and you manifest the Lord through your heart when you worship Him. Hallelujah. Let there be light. Glory.